Okay, we are now going to learn Perek Vav, Mishnayos, Beis, and Gimel. So Mishnah Beis of Perek Vav, the Mishnah, last Mishnah spoke about if you have a Nachri or a Kuti that lives in your Chatzar. Now we're going to talk about what if you have a Tzduki that lives in your Chatzar. The Tzduki were a group of Jews in the time of the Bayesheni who accepted the Torah Shebichsav, but not the Torah Shebalpeh. So the Gemara explains that there's something missing from the first line of our Mishnah. A tzduki is like an Ovid Chavim and asers a Jew from carrying in the Chatzar, but Rav Gamliel says that a tzduki is not like an Ovid Chavim. So if you take that as the first line of the Mishnah, even though it doesn't appear there, so now the Mishnah picks up from that understanding that there's a machlokas between the Tanakam and Rav Gamliel, whether it's Tzduki has a din of an Oved Kochavim. The Tanakhama says yes, Rav Gamliel says no. So now, picking up on that, Rav Gamliel, Maisa B'Tzduki Echa, there was a story with a particular Tzduki, Shayadar Imanu B'Mavi B'Yerushalayim, who lived with us in the Mavoi in Yerushalayim, and he gave up his rights so that we'll be able to carry in it, meaning he was Mevatel, his Roshos in the Mavoi, so that we could carry it. So Vamar Lanu Abba, and our father said to us, I mean, the background to that is if a Jew didn't join in the Erev, he could just give up his rights to use the Chatzer that Shabbos, and then the other members who did join in the Erev are allowed to carry in there. So what if the Tzeduki did the same thing? So Vamar Lanu Abba, Abba said to us, Rav Gamliel was the Nasi after the Churban Bayis Sheni. His father was Rav Shimon Gamliel, was a Nasi in the period right before the Churban Bayis Sheni. So he says, our father, Rav Shimon Gamliel, said, Maruva tzios kelim lamavoy, go quickly take the kelim out to the mavoy so that you could take possession of whatever he just abandoned, whatever rights he has in the mavoy that he just abandoned. Actually, Yosef Yasser Lechem, before he changes his mind and he carries something out there to the mavoy and he's going to take back his rights and he's going to ask for us from carrying there. But bottom line is, you see that a tzduki can allow carrying in his chatzer by abandoning his rights to it. But normally, only a Jew is allowed to do that. So you see that that Rav Gamliel's father treated the tzduki as a Jew when it came to an Erev. Did not treat him as a Nachri. Another version of the story, Rabbi Yehuda Omer B'Lashon Acher, that it's a different version of the story what happened to Rabbi Gamliel's father. Maru v'asu tzarchechem b'mavoy ad sh'liyotzi v'yesra aleichem. He said, go do whatever you need in the mavoy before Shabbos begins, because the tzduki can ask you from carrying in the mavoy. According to that version, Rabbi Gamliel's father considers the tzduki like an Ovid Chavim, and that's why abandoning his rights didn't accomplish anything. So what he actually advised them to do is not to make sure that you retain those rights that he gave up, because that was worthless. What he actually advised them to do was take care of whatever you need to take care of before Shabbos, because on Shabbos you're not going to be able to take care of anything. Then the Mishnah talks about this din of being mevatel yerushos, anshei chatzar shachachad mehem v'lo erev. Right, this din that we worked with as an assumption in the last Mishnah. So now we're going to elaborate and describe the din in this Mishnah. So let's say you have members of a chatzar, and one of them forgot to participate in the erev. So you can't have someone that's not participating in the erev, because everyone needs to participate in order for it to work. So beso aser milahachnos milahotzi lo lahem. It's aser for him and for everybody else to carry from the chatzar to his house, or vice versa, because they're now considered separate reshuyos. V'shalahem mutarin lo v'lahem. But it's mutar for everybody, including him, to carry between their houses, the other people's houses, and the chatzar. Because since he was mevatel his reshus in the chatzar to the people who made the eruv, their houses and the chatzar are considered to be all one reshus, but his house is considered to be some other rishus. Nasun lo rishusan, if the other people in the chatzer were nosin rishus to him, to the guy who didn't join the Erev, then who mutter? Then he's allowed to carry in between his house and the chatzer, because that's considered one rishus. Vehein asurin, but they're not allowed to carry between his house and the chatzer, because many people can't be considered the guests of a single person. So if they carry into the chatzer, they will be reclaiming their rights in the chatzer. So many people can't be considered the guests of one person. That's only when in reality they own the courtyard and they're not actually the guests. If you actually have guests, then many people can be the guests. guests of one person. Hayushnayim, if there are two people who forgot to join in the Erev, and the other people abandoned their rights to those two people, then Osrin Zeh El Zeh. Then they asr each other from carrying between their houses and the Chatzar, because they're not joined together in a single Erev. And even if one of them then went and was Mevatel his Rishus to the other guy, it's still asr, because these two people never were Kona the rights of the other members of the Chatzar. So two people who forgot to join an Erev will always have a problem with each other, carrying from one to the other. She'echad nosin rishos v'notel rishos. One person who forgot to join in the Erev can be notel rishos and nosin rishos, thereby solving the problem of forgetting to join in the Erev. But shnayim nosin rishos v'notel rishos. Two people who forgot to join in the Erev can only allow carrying by being nosin rishos, by giving up their rights in the Chatzar, but not by being notel rishos, not by taking their rights in the Chatzar. So to quickly review what we learned today, in Mishnah Beis we said that even though there's a machlokas, with the background of the understanding that there's machlokas Tankam and Rav Gamliel, whether it's Stuki as a din of Novik Chavim or not, Rav Gamliel made his point that he does not have a din of Novik Chavim, because one time Rav Shimon Gamliel, when it came to Tzeduki, Rav Shimon Gamliel said that his Bittul Rishus works. So you see that if he's able to be Mvatal Rishus, so he has a din of Yisrael. Rabbi Yehuda said, no, you got the story wrong. The story was the opposite, that his Bittul Rishus doesn't work, and that's why they have to take care of everything before Shabbos. In Mishnah Gimel, we learned that if you have people in a chatzah, that one of them didn't make an Eruv, so his house is also for anybody to carry in and out of. Everybody else's house is Mutter when he's Mevatel Rishus. If they were Mevatel Rishus to him, then he's Mutter, but they are Asr, because they can't be considered his guests. If there were two people that did not join in the Eruv, so then they can only be Mevatel Rishus, but it doesn't help if everyone else in the Chatzar is Mevatel Rishus to them. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Parak Vav, Mishnah Dalet.